The Chinese artist does not ask for a variety of colors and textures. He is content with ink, one color, in all its infinite tones, and a brush, that most sensitive instrument for registering the sensibility of the individual touch. With that same instrument, the Chinese have for centuries written their complicated characters, and to handle a brush is, for them, as natural as writing with a pen is for us. Chinese painting is literally an extension of their handwriting. Written characters are an essential part of the composition. To the Chinese artist, there is no division between the written and the painted parts of a picture. All are equally an expression of the painter, and the painter is a sensitive recorder of the rhythmic harmony of the universe. It follows that the subject of a Chinese painting is of little importance. It is merely a point of departure, like a key in music, and one looks in a Chinese painting for qualities analogous to those in music. Varieties of stroke and touch correspond to beauty of tone and phrasing. But though the subject is relatively important, Chinese painters have inevitably tended to be, above all, landscape painters, or painters of natural objects, like flowers and trees. For, in such objects, the rhythm and harmony of life is most freely embodied, is most attainable. In things made by human hand, in the habits and clothes of men, there is an arbitrary quality, determined by function and intellect, disregarding the universal rhythm and harmony. Art must be as free as nature herself. For these reasons, we should approach Chinese art with great humility, recognizing that it is something less trivial than most of our Western prejudices.